Evangelist Luke shows Mary and Joseph going to Jerusalem to perform in the temple the rituals typical of their culture with which a child is consecrated to God a few days old. Everything seemed to be going on normally until two elderly characters from humble backgrounds, Simeon and Anna, realized that something special was happening and began to praise God for having seen Jesus, the Savior. Simeon and Anna are people of faith, with open hearts, with a lucid mind, with spirit, like so many people who know how to recognize when God is acting in life, in reality, in people. Simeon refers to the just and pious man, the one who waits on God. How many today wait on God? People who are fair, that dad who you saw him work all your life and gave you an example that in life you have to be fair. Or that mother who with piety taught you to turn to God when things are difficult. That mother who would ask you the date when you were going to take an exam, and she would start praying that you would do well. They are those Simeons that revolve around you, that they are filled with the Holy Spirit, and that they bless God for what he does in you when you were born, when you grew up, when you received your degree. In short, they bless God for what happened in your life. Those Simeons who did not leave here without seeing what God did in their lives and even in your life. Simeon, with the strength typical of people who have God inside, says that Jesus will reveal the intentions of the heart. Anna represents the elderly, those who are the identity of the family. If you have a grandmother or grandfather, think a little of them, about how they fought to maintain the family, and today they are there, a little separate, but they are. Also, in Anna, the fidelity of the family is also represented. Being faithful to the one's identity. In Anna, we represent prayer and sacrifice. They are two weapons that feed life. This helps us grow and know that in life, we are not destined to save ourselves alone. Jesus is taken as a child to the temple, that is, to life, to be a light that clarifies the route, a candle that purifies reasoning, a fire that purifies intention, a flame that inflames action. The strength and the vitality that spring from this son moves old Simeon, and with all the strength of his heart, he exclaims that he can now die in peace, because his eyes have seen salvation. From the presentation of the Lord in the temple, we ask ourselves, what mystery does life of each child, adolescent, young person contain? How do we care for the accompany and develop the vitality of hope, joy, and future? Can anyone ignore his misfortune and continue smiling as if nothing happened? We cannot ignore the realities that affect the family today. Many sink when faced with problems. That is why today is the time not to make theories, but to awaken our solidarity with those people, especially children, the most defenseless, who need support, respect, and effective help, and not with what we from what we have left over, but with what can change the sadness, uncertainty, hunger, and loneliness. Jesus' family took root in Nazareth. Nazareth was a small town without fame. Saying Nazarene was equivalent of saying a nobody. Also, the Nazarene invokes the Nazarite vow. A Nazarite is a sacred person. Both adjectives apply perfectly to Jesus. The nobody who gave us full meaning back to our lives, the sacred one who stained himself with all kinds of stains to give us back freedom and human dignity. Being rooted in Nazareth gave Jesus his own face. The Nazarene, the family of Nazareth, or rather, the school of Nazareth, gave us a Jesus who was a friend, simple, close, familiar, not infrequent, demandedly. He gave us a Nazarene who dared to show us the human way of God and invite us to live without fear. May the celebration of the Holy Family make us more brothers, supportive, and willing to look like Jesus of Nazareth. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.